From today, Australia's major banks will start offering $250,000 loans to small and medium-sized businesses where no repayments will be required for 6 months. The unsecured loans are 50% guaranteed by the federal government and no interest will be charged unless the money is actually used. The Commonwealth Bank is rolling out $10 billion of the special loans to help keep businesses afloat until reaching the other side of the crisis. The CBA's Chief Executive, Matt Comyn, is speaking here with our Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.
I think the package of measures are very substantial. We certainly think it's going to be a big shot in the arm for small business to know that there's help there to provide certainty and confidence. We're working through a range of different scenarios and what other measures might be required. You will have seen last week we've announced repayment holidays for all of our small business customers, the ability for all of our home loan customers to go on to 6 month repayment holidays as well. And so we're prepared to do whatever it takes to get Australian businesses and all of our customers through a very challenging period.
So for any small business operator listening this morning and worried about their futures, how is this loan package going to work?
So there'll be no fees and the interest rate will be about 4.5%, 5 percentage points lower than it normally would be. And that's because there's a risk-sharing arrangement with the government. We hope that this is going to give businesses the confidence to be able to meet their essential expenses and keep people in jobs and be able to survive and get through the next 6 months when the economy hopefully will be starting to recover, and we want as many of those viable businesses to get through this period.
Looking at this crisis realistically, have you wargamed the reality that some of your customers will go bust through no fault of their own despite this emergency lifeline?
We have, and of course we're trying to make sure that customers who are in very difficult operating conditions completely outside of their control, and we're going to be able to assess their loan and assign capital and price for as if they were in normal operating conditions, which is what we need to be able to do to get businesses through, because on the other side there will be a lot of stimulus, the economy will recover, but it is going to be a very challenging period.
But the reality is, though, that not all will make it to the other side.
Well, there's certainly that risk that not everyone will make it through to the other side, but of course we are incredibly focused on making sure that we get as many viable businesses across through to the other side as we possibly can. The entire industry shares that commitment, and we're committed to making sure that we help all of our customers get through.
Some small business operators already live day to day, and now cash flow will be a problem if consumers are too scared to spend. So confidence and certainty is now more critical by the day.
That's exactly right. We all need to work together. We need to provide businesses and all members of the community with the confidence and certainty that there is going to be prosperous times ahead, but we're going to have to be able to get through a very challenging period with some substantial measures that are likely to come in the coming days that are going to make it a very difficult period for the community as well.
One of the contentious issues in this crisis is whether state governments should shut down schools. To you, does that seem inevitable now?
Well, increasingly, the news flow would seem to indicate that that's the path that we're going down. Keeping schools open for as long as possible is very helpful because it allows essential services like healthcare workers to be able to get to work. But it's probably inevitable that there's going to be parts of the community that are going to be locked down, potentially for an extended period.
The government's also announced early access in some cases to superannuation, the retirement nest egg. But is that wise given the strain already on the age pension system?
It's a relatively small amount over a 2 year period. I think that's appropriate, and clearly I do think it is important though that people have got a variety of different means and mechanisms to get access to cash to get them through a period that's been outside of their control. And so I'm supportive of the measure itself, and I think retaining flexibility and just continuing to consider what else needs to be done to help our customers.
Australia's big banks are well capitalised after regulators tightened requirements in the wake of the GFC, but will the coronavirus shock put a strain on the banking system, including the CBA?
There's no doubt that the current situation and the coronavirus will put a strain on all parts of the community and businesses, including the financial system. But as you said, Peter, the Commonwealth Bank has never been in a stronger situation from our balance sheet, capital levels of liquidity and cash. Australia's financial institutions, thankfully, are very strong at this point in time. And we're going to need to use our balance sheets alongside the government and the Reserve Bank to get businesses through to the other side.
That's the Commonwealth Bank's Chief Executive, Matt Comyn, speaking there with Peter Ryan.